President Trump took his fight for a border wall to the border itself, making a visit to McAllen, Texas yesterday.
And it's not about an argument. It's not about politics for me. It's about doing the right thing. I mean, I could do a lot easier things. I could just forget this like everyone else did.
We've heard a lot about how the president's visit did or did not, rather, change minds in Washington, D.C. NPR's Wade Goodwin brings us the view on the ground from McAllen.
At 120,000 people, McAllen, Texas is no longer a little town on the border, but one of the fastest-growing cities in the state. Standing out on Military Highway next to his car, 40-year-old Andreas Diego has brought his 2-year-old son, and they wait for President Trump to pass by.
I live here in San Benito, Texas. I traveled an hour just to come and see his barricade.
Diego very much likes the idea of building a wall along the border. He holds his toddler in his arms.
You see my son right here? This is your future ICE agent, little Andy Diego. And that's what we believe. We believe that what you want to abolish, we're going to support more.
Diego agrees with the president's assessment that illegal immigration is an American crisis.
The reason it's a crisis, sir, it's because now it's families. And what happens? My schools get flooded with those illegal immigrants that don't know English. So it's a barrier for our kids. It's a barrier for our communities.
One driveway away, Thelma Milano stands in front of her ranch house, and she couldn't disagree more with Andreas Diego.
Yes, we have our occasional illegals that pass through Granjeno, but a crisis, the way it's made out to seem in the media, no.
Milano's home is on Military Highway. It's ironic, but the same road President Trump's motorcade traveled down is the road illegal immigrants walk up to surrender to the Border Patrol. There's a Border Patrol station about a mile down. Milano's sympathies lie with the women and children who pass by, walking exhaustedly hand in hand. The idea of a wall to keep them out disgusts her.
I think that the wall is just a campaign promise he made, and I take it like it's an insult to us. I mean, he basically doesn't want brown people here.
No more wall! No more wall!
Down the highway, pro and anti-wall protesters are gathered right next to one another. The two groups merge seamlessly together, and in true border fashion, they don't angrily protest at one another, they demonstrate outward, enthusiastically, to the world. Lucy Torres holds a big poster of the Statue of Liberty with dozens of people standing underneath the statue.
There's immigrants from every country, every part of the world.
A few steps away stands 20-year-old Brisa Garcia holding one end of a long Trump sign and wearing a red Make America Great Again baseball cap. Her shirt has a drawing of a huge hand, its index finger pointing straight out. It says, "You are," big finger pointing right at me, "fake news." She has a big smile on her face. As I approach with my microphone pointed right back at her, she starts to laugh. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, McAllen, Texas.